Show.
Good morning, Elvis Costello.
Good morning. How are you?
Sheryl Crow looks very buff. If she had an arm wrestle with your wife, who do you think would win?
Hi, it's Michael Bublé. And I'm going to spill my guts with Mike and Tara all this week.
Your greatest success has come with songs that you wrote yourself and are not remakes of these old songs. So are you kind of looking at these events in your life that have brought you to this place where you say you're more aware now as blessings, like the bad breakups?
Absolutely. Today's my grandfather says it all. That today's curse is tomorrow's blessing. And personally, I went through stuff this year and last year where I sort of looked at myself in the mirror and went, okay, you know, you're not a kid now. You're 33 years old, and it's time to sort of grow up a bit and make better decisions.
This is Major Tom to ground control. I've left forevermore.
Arguably the coolest astronaut in history, the first Canadian to walk in space, and now hanging with us on the Mike and Tara Show, Chris Hadfield.
We're so pleased that you're here. We've been looking forward to meeting you all this time after reading your brilliant new book, An Astronaut's Guide to Life on Earth.
Thanks, Tara.
You're welcome. What things have you learned in your amazing career and in space that we Earthlings can
we Earthlings
can take to heart?
Yeah, well, I spent half a year off the Earth, so I guess that makes me a spaceling.
The Mike and Tara Show.
Lisa Lampanelli.
I was kind of scared to even invite you on the show, but Mike insisted it would be a good idea. And so far, I don't know if there's any of this interview we can even run yet.
I'm like, come on, there's got to be something we can talk with her about.
Sarah McLachlan.
Last time we saw you was over at beautiful Ambleside. And I think at the end of the show, you picked up Sheryl Crow and gave her a helicopter spin, which for me was one of the most impressive parts of the show. Are you guys tight friends like that?
We are pretty good friends, although I think we shocked each other that, hey, I didn't realize, man, she's heavier than I thought she was going to be.
Well, good morning to my favorite star from E-Talk on CTV, Ben Mulroney. Hi.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for that introduction.
You mentioned that if 12 Years a Slave wins the Oscar for Best Picture, that means Brad Pitt will win. And I frankly can't wait for Angelina Jolie's leg to show up again this year. Is there going to be some kind of weird thing that you're expecting? Like, that just kind of took over last year.
If you ever want to feel insignificant, you know, imagine the moment where you've been working in television for 12 years, and by the end of the Oscar broadcast, Angelina Jolie's Twitter feed, her leg Twitter feed, has more followers than you do.
Thanks so much, Will Forte. You know him from Saturday Night Live, but now very dramatic in the brand new movie, Nebraska. Thank you, Will.
Thank you very much.